state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Welcome to the Fort Worth Convention Center here with Texas Homeschool Convention. I am so excited to be here. It's been a crazy day. We've had so many people. In fact, we're in the exhibit hall right now, and there are hundreds of people, thousands of people in the building. But I'm so excited to introduce you to someone that just walked by, and you will not want to miss out on Dr. Rebecca Regina. I'm sorry, Regina.
No worries.
Oh, good. No. I have a little, mind glitch.
I can answer to many things.
Okay. So Dr. Regina Crone. I'm very fortunate because she is very professional, and she is in children and therapy, working with autism and people with special needs. Yes. So welcome.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
And you are doing a workshop here.
Is that correct? Yes.
So for those that maybe are other parts of the world, can you give us some highlights?
Sure. So what I'm going to be presenting on is really being a difference maker when you are teaching intentional teaching. And for children with disabilities, that means that before starting instruction. And so we have some ways and some tips. I'm going to actually be sharing the tips and using reading as the example. So that's what I'm very passionate about. I love sharing how you can teach children with differences and learning differences how to read, because that is such a huge life skill. It's a huge cusp of learning that also opens up. Just building that repertoire creates such a life skill that opens up many doors. One of my areas of expertise is actually teaching nonverbal children how to read with phonics. And so that's the examples I'll be giving today.
That is incredible. That is incredible, because I know that some of the moms out there might say, my kids are just, they're just in a place that is just too tough for me to handle.
Yes.
And you come alongside them.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. And so we use the science of applied behavior analysis, and we're able to, through that, really identify someone's current learning pattern. And when you understand how somebody learns and you're able to predict that pattern, we can then start to embed that same pattern with teaching new skills and making modifications. And so a lot of our kids who are not able to express themselves vocally or verbally, is we will use sign language. And so when we're teaching phonics, we will show them the letter, for example, an H, and we'll put a sign with it. And then that child is able to then express phonics with using that sign. And so we sometimes will skip over phonemic awareness and jump into phonics, because it creates these patterns, it creates predictability. It creates a kiddo being really able to see the words, not have to just hear them. Because some of our kids will have that auditory processing,
right?
That, to your point, will say, okay, we just can't do this because they don't have these skills in this order. And so we are going to walk through, how do you start looking at that in a totally different lens individually? And we start with looking at their personal pattern of learning.
Wow. So now, if a parent wanted to reach out to you,
sure,
how could they get in touch with you?
Yeah, Therapy and Beyond. I am actually the founder and president. So we have 10 different clinics throughout Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado. And we specialize in autism intervention. And that's what I get to do every day, which I love.
Oh, my word. So there's got to be a bigger staff than just you, I assume.
I lead a team of like 500. Yeah. So,
wow. So mom and dad, help is available, and online help, and I'm sure phone calls, and I'm sure emails, whatever, because I can tell your heart is to help parents.
Absolutely. And I do want to share just a few quick reading tips that you can start immediately if you're having any challenges with reading. And one of the first things I would tell you is don't teach the alphabet names first. Don't sing the ABCs and attach them to the, that's not a prerequisite to reading. And so if your child is having difficulty with that, you can actually put that aside and start with the sounds of letters. When you start putting the sounds with letters, and then don't worry about uppercase, start with lowercase, because that makes up 99% of what our kids are reading. And so just those two things I've worked on with classrooms as a consultant and seen huge impacts. So those are just two little tips that you can take as well.
That is incredible, because I think we've done it backwards, haven't we?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Obviously. Wow. So could we just digress just a minute from the professional side? Tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Oh, sure. So, well, I'm a mom to three kids. So I have a 14-year-old, a 10-year-old, a 9-year-old, four dogs, cows, and chickens. So there we go, full house. I got into this field because my brother was diagnosed, and watching my mom navigate his diagnosis and finding the right providers really is what fueled and inspired my own passion to get into this field. So I am so fortunate. I knew exactly what I wanted to do just from the moment I knew what my profession would be. So this has been so cool to, and an honor to just serve the families that we get to work with every day.
That is incredible. Parents, you're not alone. I said it before, and let me say it again, because I was a homeschooling mom for 24 years, and there were some days I didn't even want to get up and try again. But to have this kind of resource available, and through THSC, you can have those resources available year-round. Become a member. And if you are here at the convention, stop by the booth. But if you're not, check out the website and become a member. And I know that Dr. Crone will be a key. She has been. She will be a key component in this resource list for you. Do you have anything else that you want to share to encourage parents? Anything else?
You know, I think in this community, it can feel very isolating for families. And I know that, having seen that as an older sibling. And so I just want to encourage families to find community. I also am a co-founder of a nonprofit, a great resource. And then, of course, getting intervention, getting help. As a parent, you are their first and foremost expert on your kid. And so if one place or one approach isn't working, then please go and just keep doing what you're doing, moms and dads, because that makes it such the hero for your kids at the end of the day, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you have a piece of paper or get out your phone, take a note. I want Dr. Crone to tell you how you can reach her.
Okay, so Therapy and Beyond, therapyandbeyond.com is a great place to just go in. There's a way to chat. There's a way to email. And we will actually connect you immediately with our intake team. And if we can't help you, we provide resources of who we think can help you. That is our goal, is to get you connected and where you need to be on your journey.
That's so cool. Now, if you have any questions, drop them in the chat. And we will make sure that Dr. Crone gets those questions, and we will get the answers back to you. We're so thankful that you were here at the convention with us, even virtually. And thanks to Spirit Media, who has powered this podcast. And check out spiritmedia.us if you have any publishing needs or marketing needs. They're very cool. And but Dr. Crone, thank you so much. It's been an honor to meet you. And I apologize again for calling the wrong name. But hey, moms and dads, how many times did you, even those children you birthed, you call them the wrong name, right?
Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, thanks so much. We'll see you in just a few minutes. So hang on.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.